The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus passed through towns and villages, teaching as he went and making his way to Jerusalem. Someone asked him, "Lord, will only a few people be saved?" He answered them, "Strive to enter through the narrow gate, for many, I tell you, will attempt to enter but will not be strong enough." After the master of the house has arisen and locked the door, then will you stand outside knocking and saying, "Lord, open the door for us." He will say to you in reply, "I do not know where you are from." And you will say, we ate and drank in your company, and you taught in our streets. Then he will say to you, "I do not know where you are from. Depart from me, all you evildoers." And there will be wailing and grinding of teeth when you see Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and all the prophets in the kingdom of God, and you yourselves cast out. And people will come from the east and the west and from the north and the south and will recline at table in the kingdom of God. For behold, some are last who will be first, and some are first who will be last. The Gospel of the Lord. In the first reading from St. Paul, although he said children, but he wasn't really just talking to children. He was talking to adults, children, teenagers, all people of all ages. And he reminds them of the commandment to honor your father and your mother, honor your parents. What does it mean? Give me an example of how you can honor your parents. Okay.
You could do a chore without them asking to.
Very good. You can do a chore without them asking you to.
Do what they ask you to do.
Do what they ask you to do.
Respect them.
Respect them. Let's get some answers on this side.
Don't argue when you are angry with them.
Right. Don't argue if you're angry with them.
Don't talk back or disrespect your parents.
Okay, don't talk back to your parents, and let's get some answers here.
Don't disrespect them when they keep saying something doesn't work.
Right. Don't respect them if they keep saying something that you don't think it works.
You should be nice to them because they're nice to you.
You should be nice to them because they're nice to you. Very good. There's many ways of honoring our parents. But who else is our parent beside our mom and dad?
God.
Very good. God is our father, right? When we pray the prayer at Mass every time we come to Mass that Jesus told us, how does it start with? The prayer we all say after when we stand up. What do we call God?
Be our Father.
Very good. We call God our Father, right? We start the prayer by saying, "Our Father." When we do the creed on Sunday, we say, "I believe in one God, the Father Almighty." So the first thing we describe God is as a father, as a parent. So if that's how we honor our moms and dads, how can we honor God?
By respecting him and doing what we are told, basically everything that we do to respect our parents.
Okay, by respecting him and doing what God tells us, how else can we honor God?
You can pray to him.
You can pray to him? What happened to your hair?
You can spread the good news of Jesus and God.
You can what?
Spread the good news of God.
Very good. You can tell others about Jesus and God, right?
You can tell other people about Jesus and
Jesus is life.
Yes, telling people about Jesus and God, that's very important, right? Because if we don't tell others, then no one will know. But before we do any of these things, what's the first thing that we need to do?
Learn about God.
Okay, learn about God.
Pray.
Pray. What's prayer? How do we pray?
Like you, when you talk to God, kind of.
Okay, when you talk to God. But also, you guys mentioned that you have to do what your parents tell you to do, what to do. So what do you have to do so you can do what they want you to do? What's the first thing you have to do?
Pray.
Pray, but what we call it, another word with your parents, you don't call it prayer.
Kind of like believe and... I don't know, but...
Okay, like, believing, what, trusting what they tell you, but even before you get to that...
You gotta obey them?
Okay, that's true. But you have to listen, right? How can you do what they want you to do if you're not listening to them? Same thing in class. If you don't listen to your teacher, how can you do your assignment correctly? So the first thing we have to do is listen. And then we go and do what our parents tell us to do. And sometimes we know what they want us to do, so we don't have to wait till they tell us, but we go and do it. And the same thing with God. We have to listen to God first so we can know what God wants us to do. If when we pray, we're only talking to God, like if you just talk to your parents, how are you going to know what they want you to do? You're not, right? Because you're doing all the talking. You have to stop and listen, and then you can respond. And the same thing with God. We need to take time to listen to God and then talk back to God. Tell God what we want. And the way we listen to God is when we're at Mass to pay attention to the readings, because that's God speaking to us. These are not my words. I didn't wake up this morning. I wrote them down. This is the word of God that we had for thousands of years. So it's important that we listen. And sometimes I know the readings are too complicated or difficult, but if you hear one word, well, that's what God wanted you to hear today. So maybe today in the first reading, you heard the first word, which was, children, obey your parents. And you heard the word obey. So God today is reminding you to obey your parents, to be more obedient to your parents. Maybe this week you have not. You have argued with your parents. So Jesus this morning is reminding you, obey your parents. The same thing with God. Jesus tells us in the gospel, it's not enough to hear and not do what God tells us to do. And that's why Jesus tells those people, well, I don't know you. And they said, what do you mean you don't know us? We ate and drank with you. You taught in our streets. But if they don't do what Jesus told them, then they're like strangers to him. And that's why listening and then obeying, doing what Jesus tells us, is very important for us so that one day when we see Jesus, he can recognize us as his disciples.